Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Beautiful day here in Central Virginia, huh, Terry?
Yeah, it's great, except for the allergies, which I'm still sniffing and snorting.
That part, yeah, I think the dogs are too.
Half the dogs are too. It's like
Matty-eyed
dogs.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Well, we're going to talk about something today that is kind of a serious subject. Something that Terry and I have been talking about kind of needs fixing. You think, Terry?
Yeah, or maybe
tweaking?
Just creating.
You're creating, yeah, there you go, because it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist, really.
Yeah, what we're talking about, and it came up again in my life because I live in a world of dogs and stuff just, you know, shows up at my doorstep. This particular situation was with, it was a service dog situation, and it was a service dog for a child who has a seizure disorder. And the dog was, you know, apparently trained by a trainer and was to be delivered to the family fully trained. They had done a lot of fundraising in their community. The dog had cost $13,000.
Wow.
And, yeah, big five figures. And, you know, since I wasn't there, I don't really know all the details, but suffice it to say that it appears the dog was not trained to his job. When the trainer delivered him, was supposed to be in the home for 3 days, I think, and apparently the dog was not even able to walk politely on leash. That's how bad it was. There were a lot of other things that supposedly happened, but end run, 13 grand. No working service dog. And so that started me thinking, once again, why isn't there any certification program for service dogs in the United States?
That's a fine question.
Yeah.
And the answer?
Because nobody's gotten around to it, apparently. You know? Because, you know, we talk about all the time, my therapy dog, Murphy, and all of our therapy dogs, at least they're registered with national organizations. At least it's a minimum standard.
Right.
And that's not the case with service dogs. And that's just ludicrous because service dogs, because of the Americans with Disabilities Act, can go anywhere with their humans. That's open to the public.
Right.
Murphy can't. Well, that just makes me crazy. My therapy dog can't, but service dogs can, and yet there is no way to nationally certify these dogs that say they have been trained to a specific standard for public access.
Which is insane.
It's completely insane. Yep. So we think we have a job to do here.
we have a mission.
Yes, and we do choose to accept it.
Yes, we do choose to accept it.
And so, you know, in the thought process here, it's like, okay, what rights do you have if you have a service dog? What is the definition of a service dog? According to the Americans with Disabilities Act, a service animal is any guide dog, signal dog, or other animal individually trained to provide assistance to an individual with a disability. Big, broad umbrella statement. Wow. So, because I think it's so broad, it's not being done terribly well. Because of that no certification process.
Right. There has to be some standards are important. I mean, whether it's in dogs or whatever you're doing.
Right.
You have ways to measure.
Right.
Because otherwise, you can't duplicate the process. If you can't measure it, you can't repeat it.
Right. And if you have a dog who someone decides is their service dog, and they've not done appropriate training with that dog, oh my goodness, things that can happen in public are just, it can be anywhere from embarrassing to scary.
Right.
Because it's intensive training. A dog who can pass, like, my public access test is a really well-trained dog. And it's everything from how they exit and enter a vehicle to how they exit and enter buildings to not touching anyone when they're walking along. You know, the last thing I want to see is a service dog walking along beside their handler going, oh, you smell good, I want to sniff you.
Probably not what you want.
No. So no. A dog who is just simply not polite in public. A dog who's a service dog needs to understand what they do when you stop walking, what they do in a restaurant, what they do at the movies, what they do everywhere that you're going to possibly take a service dog. And if you don't train that, they don't understand it.
Right.
And it's a catch-22 here because of another part of the Americans with Disabilities Act. An individual like a business owner can only ask certain questions of a person who brings a service dog into their establishment. And it's kind of just a big open question like, is that a service dog? But they can't ask you about your disability. So I think people who have not trained their dogs properly, who just want their dog with them, are using this.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. I want to take Fluffy with me, so Fluffy's going to be my service dog. Well, okay, I'm going to smack you and Fluffy. No, I'm not going to smack Fluffy. It's not Fluffy's problem. It's not their fault. It's the human's fault. Understand, people, if you're one of those, you're hurting everybody who has a real service dog, a properly trained service dog. They need to be almost invisible when they're in public. They need to be at your side, perfectly behaved. They never bark. They never act out. They never pull ahead. They never pull behind. They are where you place them. These dogs, if you think about, like, guiding eyes for the blind, if you've ever seen a blind individual with a service dog, those dogs are exquisitely trained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those dogs know how to, you know, get on and off of public transportation properly. They know where to be. If you're sitting on a train with your service dog, that dog knows where to be out of the way. You know, I mean, they're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's the standard we need for all service dogs, and it's just not happening. So remember that if you've got a partially trained service dog, shame on you, because they're going to negatively impact the impression that the world has of service dogs. If your dog takes a poop in the middle of a store and they're wearing a service dog vest, I'm sorry, you've just reflected really badly on every other service dog. Anybody who saw that, well, you know, you're going to reflect on them forever. They're always going to think, well, I should be able to bring my dog in. My dog's better behaved than that dog. You know, so what the bottom line is, there has to be a standard.
Right. And that was the conversation that we had, not only today, but like you said, historically,
right.
We talked about it several times. Today, we actually had a brainstorming session, a number of us, to start sketching out what this looks like.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's what it all boils down to. It is important enough in our world, because, you know, dogs are our world. And if we can uplift the entire service dog community because of a certification program, we're going to make that happen.
Right. A way to test and measure. It's that simple.
It's that simple. And a public access test is so cut and dry. You know, here's what's required. If you can't pass it, practice and come back in 6 months or a year.
Right.
You know? So stay tuned, people. We're going to start putting the pieces of this together, and we are going to create a national certification program for service dogs. And if we can make the standard what it should be, it'll be better for everyone.
Really will be.
And then I can realize my dream, because my dream is to be able to walk into any city in the United States of America and see service dogs working well every time I visit that city. I don't see service dogs enough out in this world. We want more of them, and we want them at that standard where their handler can be proud of them, the trainers who train them can be proud of them, and we can all represent and encourage the rest of the world to go this direction. Yeah, talk to me about my beautifully trained service dog. I'm going to tell you how I made it happen.
Yeah.
You know, so stay tuned, people. We're going to create something all new.
It'll be cool.
It'll be exciting. Yeah, man. Good stuff. So that's all I have on this one, Terry. It's just, it's a pretty exciting concept. One of the links that I'm going to put up when we post this episode will be to the ADA, and it's frequently asked questions for people to help them understand what the law is about, what their rights are with service dogs. And they, again, are pretty broad. Don't take advantage of them, people. It's really
important. If you're doing that so Frou-Frou can go with you into Walmart, don't.
Yes.
Go back to the trailer park.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
You did. And I think that's a good way to close this episode.
What's wrong with me?